This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected an Illinois prosecutor's plea to allow enforcement of a law aimed at stopping people from recording police officers on the job. The justices left in place a lower court ruling that found the state's anti-eavesdropping law violates free speech rights when used against people who tape law enforcement officers. The law sets out a maximum prison term of 15 years. The American Civil Liberties Union filed a lawsuit in 2010 against Cook County State's Attorney Anita Alvarez to block prosecution of ACLU staff for recording police officers performing their duties in public places. And that is one of the group's longstanding monitoring missions. Opponents of the law say the right to record police is vital to guard against abuses. We talked about this when the lower court made its ruling, so it's good to see the U.S. Supreme Court is agreeing with that lower court ruling. And I would also agree. I think you should have a right to record police in public. They're doing the public's work, as I believe we talked about, 6 months or so ago when this lower court ruling was made. And I think it also helps protect the police. If anyone makes an accusation against the police, if you have a recording, perhaps it can prove that this person is making a false allegations against the police, Mike.
Well, I think it would be a good idea to have it be legal to record police. As I understand it, I think there's a distinction between recording audio only and then recording video along with audio. And I think it's the audio only that's illegal to procure to record. I don't really understand why that should be. Why a video recording wouldn't also be illegal if audio is, or they should either both be legal or both be illegal. But for some reason, apparently, audio recording is illegal.
So, yeah, maybe the people who wrote the law enjoyed silent movies and thought that would be okay, but didn't want the audio. I don't know.
Well, it could be. I really don't know. It's just kind of bizarre. But I know that police cars typically have when a police officer makes a stop, they have a video recorder rolling typically on the front out the front window, looking at the police stop. And we occasionally see those on shows like Cops and so forth and America's Most Wanted and things like that.
But, actually, when I worked in Bloomington Normal, I got to see one in a police car after I got pulled over for allegedly rolling through a stop sign that I knew I had stopped at. And the officer took me back to his car and showed me the video. And on the video, it looked like I didn't really make much of a stop. So I kept my mouth shut at that point and took the ticket.
And there you have it.
So yeah, but that's a good point that if police are allowed to record everybody else in public, why are we not allowed to record the police in public?
True. So
it seems like I can't believe it's survived really since 1961. It seems a clear violation of the First Amendment, and I wondered though how if the Supreme Court with the Supreme Court ruling now it goes back to a district court. And this law could be history. I mean, there's a temporary injunction against it. Now there could be a permanent injunction. It could be gone from the books. I wonder how will this change journalists' work when they're out and about? I mean, it's not just recording police officers. It's you have to ask permission to audio record anybody. Will that
in public?
In public, will that change how journalists work?
Yeah, and there is a distinction. I believe we talked about this before when this issue came up 6 months ago, that when we record someone over the phone in radio, we have to ask for their permission ahead of time. And part of the reason for that is that they can't see that you're recording. They don't know that you're recording unless you tell them. And so you have to ask for their permission. Of course, you both might be in private places also. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you're out in the public, you can see a camera or you can see a microphone, and there should be an assumption that you're being recorded, especially if you got an instance where someone from the ACLU or a reporter is recording a police officer, I would think that officer would be bright enough to recognize that he or she is being recorded while doing their work. And I also think even if the officer does not know he or she is being recorded, they are representing us in the public. We're paying their salaries and benefits as taxpayers, and we should have a right to know what they're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, why? Yeah, absolutely. Why? What have they got to hide if they're doing their jobs?
That's always the argument. If you don't have anything to hide, what are you worried about? We talk about this with violations of the Open Meetings Act, too. You get some people in local government who think there's an issue that really needs to be discussed behind closed doors, that we can't have an honest discussion out in the public. Well, I would disagree with that. You should be able to discuss the public's business in public. Mm. It's the same concept to me.
Another aspect of this law that is striking is the severity of it. It's a felony if you are caught.
15 years in prison.
Yeah, up to 15 years in prison. So
yeah, that's
hard
to
harsh.
Hard. It does seem excessive, doesn't it? You know, I mean, because I could well imagine, you know, a situation where somebody might accidentally record a police officer doing his or her work. Say, for example, with a cell phone or something like that, or you know, and with no kind of malice intended at all, you know, and it's just an accidental thing that happens, and that would seem like a very harsh penalty, I suppose. You know, a judge would be able to say, well, you know, we don't have to go all the way with this, but still, it's.
Yeah, well, I could see someone intentionally recording a police officer but not knowing that this law was on the books or that you would face a prison term of up to 15 years. You know, it's one thing to know that perhaps stealing from someone is wrong and you could face some prison time for that. But how many people in the general public would know that if you recorded a police officer in public doing their work, that you could face up to 15 years in prison, that you were breaking the law and could face that long of a prison sentence? I bet if you went out and did a survey, you'd find most people did not know this law existed. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.